WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today we're diving into a topic that's practically as unavoidable as breathing, managing social media on the go. Ever feel like your phone's become an extension of your hand? You know that feeling when you're waiting in line at the coffee shop, scrolling mindlessly through Instagram, and suddenly realize you've missed your entire queue? Yeah, we've all been there. But listen, it doesn't have to be this way. We can reclaim our time and attention, even when we're on the move. Now, I get it, social media is a powerful tool, connecting with friends, finding information, staying in the loop. But too much of anything, especially when you're constantly bombarded by notifications and updates, can become a real drain. It's like that leaky faucet you keep ignoring, small drips at first, but eventually, it just floods your entire life. So, what are we going to do about it? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage social media on the go, without letting it control your every move. First up, set clear boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't leave a pot boiling on the stove and walk away for hours, right? It's the same with social media. Decide when you're going to engage and stick to those times. Maybe it's 30 minutes in the morning before work, or an hour during your lunch break. Anything beyond that is just bonus time. Second, turn off notifications. Seriously, these little pings and buzzes are designed to be addictive, like tiny dopamine hits that keep you coming back for more. By turning them off, you're literally taking control of your attention and reclaiming your peace of mind. It's like silencing the internal chatter so you can actually hear yourself think. Third, curate your feeds. Think about it, your social media feeds are a reflection of your interests and priorities. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, maybe it's time to unfollow accounts that don't add value to your life. Fill your feed with inspiration, positivity, and things that genuinely interest you. After all, your online space should be a source of joy and enrichment, not anxiety. Fourth, practice mindful scrolling. This means being intentional about what you're consuming. Instead of mindlessly swiping, take a moment to actually read the captions, engage with the content, and ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? If not, move on. Your time is precious, don't waste it on things that don't serve you. Finally, embrace offline activities. This might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes the best way to manage social media is to simply step away from it altogether. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, connect with friends and family face to face, anything that allows you to disconnect and recharge. Remember, real life experiences are what truly enrich our lives, not just the digital ones. Now let's talk about a real life scenario. Imagine this, you're on vacation, finally able to relax and enjoy some much-needed downtime. But then you find yourself constantly checking your phone for updates, scrolling through social media feeds, and missing out on those precious moments with loved ones. It's like bringing work on vacation. By setting boundaries beforehand, deciding on specific times to check in and turning off notifications, you can truly disconnect and be present in the moment. You'll come back refreshed and recharged, ready to tackle the rest of your week. So, remember folks, managing social media on the go doesn't have to be a struggle. By implementing these key takeaways, you can reclaim your time, attention, and ultimately, your peace of mind. Don't let social media rule your life, take control and make it work for you. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you found any strategies that help you manage social media while on the go? Share your tips and tricks in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and remember, real life is happening right now.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.